Hey, welcome everybody. It's a real thrill for me to be here. And of course, you just heard what Chuck said. I'm looking around the room wondering who he's talking about, but I feel the same way about him. It's a great privilege, and that's why I invite him to come to folks in England with me. But I thought I would give you a word this morning. I don't want to speak real long. I just want to do what I call a BAM word, a basic advice for men. You know, during this time, not only is it difficult for everybody, but as a husband, a father, the leader of the home, there's an additional pressure of trying to provide when everybody's telling you, you know, you can't go to work. And you have all these people that you're responsible for. And as a result of that, you know, you got to go down deep on the inside of you. And it kind of reminded me of when Abraham and Isaac went up on the mount there, and God told him, you know, sacrifice Isaac, which he had believed God for 25 years, and the entire lineage of the nation of Israel was all wrapped up in him. The Messiah was wrapped up in Isaac. And then it's also in Genesis 22 where the first time the word love appears. And then that's also Genesis 22 verse 8 where Abraham told Isaac, you know, God will provide for himself. And a sacrifice. And, you know, you and I need to remember that it's even the head of the home, the leader of the home, the husband, the father, it's God ultimately that we have to go to. He has to be our provider so we can provide for our loved ones and our family. And that's where your real strong faith in Christ and in the integrity of God's word steps up and steps out and ministers peace to you and to the whole family. It reminds me of a word in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And in 1 Corinthians 6, that whole book, the Apostle Paul is addressing a bunch of issues. There's at least 10 major problems he's talking about. And as he's wrapping up there in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 and 14, in the modern English version, it says this: watch, stand fast in the faith, be bold like men, and be strong. Verse 14 says, and do what you do in love. And that's a real great word as far as a basic advice for men is, you know, watch, you know, be vigilant. Realize that at that time in Corinth, as well as the whole Christian world, there were people who were infiltrating the ranks to bring false teaching, to turn people in, have them arrested and fed to the lions in the arena. All kinds of insanity was going on. And in Corinth in particular, a lot of strife, division, and perversion happening. And he said, you know, watch, pay attention. And so as the leaders of the home, we need to be alert. Sometimes people say, you know, like when I lock a door or something like that, are you paranoid? No, I'm just alert. I live aware. And I'm a little different than your average pastor there. And then it says, stand fast in the faith. You know, there's a lot of things that try to push and shove and get us to compromise our faith. One of the great times I was reading the Bible, and I realized that John the Baptist asked his disciples to go ask Jesus, are you the one, or do we look for another? And you think about that, and it actually causes your brain to freeze, because John the Baptist in John chapter 1, verse 29, about verse 34, 36, he says, behold, the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. When he was in his mother's womb and Mary walked in the room with Jesus in her womb. They were womb mates. Had to get that in there. And it says that John the Baptist leaped in Elizabeth's womb. And so he knew who Jesus was. But when he was isolated, when he was alone, when he was in prison, when he was going through a difficult time, he asked his disciples to go verify who Jesus was. Are you the one, or do we look for another? And Jesus said to them, go back and tell John, you know, the blind are seeing, the lame are walking, and the poor are having the gospel preached to them. And here's the statement that really catches me. And blessed are those who are not offended in me. When you're going through a hard time, a difficult time, when things are trying to stress you out, don't change what you believe in Jesus Christ. Don't change the fact that God is still Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Don't change the fact that you need to step up and step up. It says, you know, in 1 Corinthians 16:13 there, stand fast in the faith. And these are military terms, actually. It says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be bold like men, and be strong. Then he says in verse 14, let everything that you do, do it in love. And that reminds me of a time during when I was growing up. I was about 11, 12 years old. My dad's company went on strike. It was a prolonged strike for several months. And so he and I would walk our end of town, and we did things like offer to mow lawns, trim hedges, cut tree limbs down that were hanging over houses, clean gutters. And basically what my dad showed me was, you know, you may have to do something that you don't want to do and you're not good at, and maybe you prefer not even to do, but you have this family. He grew up during the Depression. And so he'd been working since the time he was 5 years old. He used to stand on a little box and wash dishes in a restaurant. He didn't get paid anything, but he got two free meals. And so he understood what it was to go to bed hungry. And so my father made a pledge to my mom when they got married, our children will never go to bed hungry. And part of doing that neighborhood odd and end jobs was to make sure that his children never went to bed hungry. Now, my dad didn't have an education. When mom and dad met, she taught him how to sign his name. So all he didn't have a lot of tools to work with, but he knew how to work. And he always said things like this to me: when you don't have a job, your job is to get a job. It may not be the one that you want to do, but you have a responsibility to take care of your family. And I have an additional advantage in the fact that I can trust God. I know what it is to use my faith. I know what it is to pray and believe God and say, God, I've done everything I know to do, and then push it over to him and say, but I trust you to do what I cannot do. And so I know what it is to live by faith along that line. But that word there in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 and 14, reminds me of a time in 1 Samuel chapter 4, when Israel and the Philistines were fighting. The Ark of the Covenant comes in the camp of the Philistines. Everybody starts shouting. The Philistines has fear run through the camp because they know the Ark of God just came into the camp. And they're terrified. They know what Israel's history has been when they faced their enemies, how they destroyed Egypt, and they're terrified. And one of the leaders of the Philistines stepped up and he said to them, you know, be men and fight like men, or you'll end up being the servants of the Israelites, like you Philistines have had Israel as your servants. And it says that the Philistines fought that day like men. And they defeated the Israelites, even though the Ark of the Covenant was there. And there's some stuff about you and I being men, you know. I mean, the tough, the tender, the iron glove, the velvet glove. We need to know when and to apply the iron glove and the velvet glove. And when it comes to providing for our family, you know, we know in the Word of God it says if you don't provide for your own household, you're kind of worse than an infidel. That's a pretty strong statement. But you and I need to understand how important it is that you and I live out our faith. And part of that faith is to, you know, do everything that we know how to do, be strong, you know, in the faith, you know, be watchful, and do the things that we know that God wants us to do, to love our wives, do everything and let it be done in love. And that word love can only be defined by God, who is love. Lots of times we have different definitions in this world for love. We say, you know, I love my wife, I love my dog, and I love ice cream. Well, hopefully we love our wife different than the dog and the ice cream. And so when we talk about our family and being motivated by love, I just want to really encourage you to go deep. And that's your BAM word for the day, you know, basic advice for men. Let's just go ahead and watch, stand fast, be strong, and let everything that we've done, everything that we do, let it be done in love. And Chuck, thank you for allowing me to be on the program here. And I have to say to John Carrera there, C-O-R-R-E-I-R-A, was my maiden's name of my wife. And so I just have to send you a greeting. And God bless all of you. And thank you for the privilege of being a brother in the Lord and being able to share a word with you.